Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. I'm the supervisor here. Can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
92886.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Robert Ward.
All right, thank you. One moment while I locate that account, please.
And you're a supervisor, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Could your account be under a different name?
No.
Okay. Do you have an order number?
If that would help.
Do you have an order number?
Yeah. Hold on just a second. I'm going to get it. Okay, I don't know if this is the one that I'm having the problem with, but an order number is 111-0825-795-3841-049.
Thank you. One moment, please. And what's the name of the product you have?
What's the name of the what?
The product that you have.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you. This in the background here.
What's the name of the product that you have?
Well, we're talking about multiple products. The one that was lost that I called on yesterday was a duct tape and some DAP sealer, silicone sealer.
Okay. And what's your phone number, please?
714-296-3157.
All right, give me one moment, okay? And that's the only phone number you have?
That's correct.
I'm still not pulling up anything.
Does that mean that my file's been destroyed because in retaliation?
I mean, it'll still come up even if you had an account. You may have the wrong number.
Here, I can give you another number.
Another phone number it can be under?
No, another order number.
Okay, what's that number, please?
112-934-0632-1081-828. And this is the latest one that was delivered to the wrong place.
Okay. All right, so that didn't come up either. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, that didn't come up either.
Well, I'm looking at your email, so.
All right, well, there's nothing I can do.
Okay. There's nothing you can do, huh? After making me wait 30 minutes on the phone, and then you're going to say that my account doesn't come up when I give you two account numbers directly off your email, and then you're going to say there's nothing you can do. Is that correct?
Well, I mean,
I just want to quote you. You know, I found out an interesting thing why I was on the hold.
All right. Well, I mean, we've even the last day, we've tried different ways.
Yeah, I found out that Jeff Bezos
had
an email that he has that he publishes. And I'll bet you a dime, I know that he's not there anymore, but I'll bet there's a secretary there that receives those emails. Will be really interested about our conversation. And it's been my experience that when that happens, that stone starts rolling downhill to the people that are down the chain of command. And by the time it gets down to your level, it's a mighty big snowball. Now, I don't mind doing that. I got time. I'm retired.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that you're not being charged, but this is not the company.
I think you know what's going to happen because I'm not going to let it go. And you just cooked yourself right there. For a supervisor to say that there's nothing you can do.
I mean, sir, we've tried everything.
Oh, sure you have. You've really tried everything. I can believe that.
What's the first place for the card that's being charged?
It'll be interesting to know if your boss feels the same way.
What's the first place for digits of the card that's being charged?
the card that's being charged. I'm not going to give you the card that's being charged. You got no business. Handle your own stuff. I've given you two order numbers, and I can give you 10 more. They're all off of your emails. If you're telling me you can't track my account with that, I wonder if your boss is going to think that's correct.
Well, sir, again, we have two agents that tried to locate the account. Nothing pulled up, so it's nothing we can do.
That's,
I mean, the last option is the first C.
Yesterday, they were able to find the account just fine. The last four times I've called in, they were able to find the account just fine. You know, who do you think you're
When did you call in, sir?
Just a question. How many years have you worked for the company?
Five,
okay. Boy, I would sure hate to lose my job after 5 years because I felt it necessary to try and bust the chops of a customer and got caught at it. You know, after 5 years, I'd really hate to lose my job. But, hey, that's just me. I'm probably different than a lot of other people.
Okay. The last option is the first C slash for that card, please.
I can't hear you.
The first 6 digits and last 4 digits of the card, please.
No, I'm not giving you my credit card numbers.
That's just to see if we're charging the card, sir.
To see who charged on the card?
To see if we're charging it.
To see if you're charged it? Certainly you're charged it. You sent out the stuff. Why would you send the stuff unless the card cleared? There's no question that it was charged, and there's no question that it went through, or you never would have sent the product. Can you look up by email or phone number?
I've tried the phone number, but not email. I mean, we have no way of doing email.
Okay, you ready to try the email?
No, I'm not able to try the, no way of trying the email.
Oh, okay. Sure you're not.
The last option, first 6 and last 4 of your card.
Well, I think I'm about wasted enough time on this. I think I'll just search higher up your hierarchy and see if I can't get somebody's attention there and see if they believe your story. And if they believe your story, then you're okay. But, boy, if they don't believe your story, you're probably not okay. And after 5 years investing in a company and working hard and stuff like that to blow it off of a little game of bust the customer, you know. But I guess that's your choice, isn't it?
I mean, it's nothing. I mean, we're trying to help, sir, but you have to be willing to give some information.
I have given you my information. I gave you my correct phone number. I gave you two correct order numbers. And you're telling me that none of those show up right. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, nothing came up. I mean, so you've got
trends. So you don't want to try it one more time and see if magically it comes up.
What would you like me to try again, sir?
I don't care what you try. It's your business. You're the one that knows how to pull up the account.
Right. And just by entering the information that you're providing us and the information they're saying no results found. So it's not showing that we're the ones that you have an account with.
Now, you think I don't know my phone number?
I didn't say that, sir.
Okay. So I got a pretty good idea that I know my phone number. I'm sure your boss is going to think I know my phone number. And I think your boss is going to think that I gave my phone number.
But if my boss enters your phone number into our system and then it doesn't come up, then there's nothing we can do. As you had the last agent and me as a supervisor did the same, enter the same information, and I still have nothing on the screen. So the last option, I'm the highest soup.
No, you're not. Could I speak with your supervisor, please?
I'm the highest supervisor, sir. I can let you speak with another supervisor, but I'm the highest supervisor.
Can I speak with your boss, please, then?
Well, Mom, I can get you over to another supervisor.
And your name was?
Kayla.
Kayla? Okay.
Yes.
I'll be sure and write that down in the letter I'm going to send. 5 years, huh? Boy, that's a long time, though.
One moment. One moment, okay. One moment. All right, I'm getting sent over now, okay?